to the Semantic Mastery Podcast, where we answer SEO and marketing questions that help you increase revenue and save time. Be sure to visit semanticmastery.com/humpday, where we answer live questions every week at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just go to semanticmastery.com/humpday and put your SEO and marketing question onto the event page. First come, first serve. All right, let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 64 of the Semantic Mastery Podcast. I'm Adam Moody, and with me, as always, is Hernan Vasquez. How's it going, Hernan?
Hey, Adam. Hey, everyone. I just found funny that we're creeping in on the episode 69. So I think that we should do something fun for that episode. What do you think? You know, for the Spanish project that I had on episode 69, we got an adult SEO, like a porn SEO expert. So maybe we can do the same. What do you think?
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If you've got, we should do some, I was about to say outreach by hand, but that in this case doesn't sound very good. Yeah, we'll definitely do some.
Yeah, sorry, latest.
We'll do some outreach and get somebody on. Actually, I think that'd be really cool. I can think of a few people we can talk to about that.
Okay, so that's cool. If you want to do reach out to them, that would be.
Yeah, I'll have to. Yeah, let's talk after the show. People are listening to me make notes. That's pretty exciting. This is how we do here. So anyways, we've had a really good week. We've been really busy, had another good hump day hangout. And I wanted to read this one out loud. We had somebody comment towards the end of the hump day hangout 116 yesterday, and really appreciate this. It's always good to get feedback. This is from Saba Orban. Said, thanks, Bradley Benner, for the detailed answer. I learned something again, and I got a lot of motivation too. Keep up the good work, you guys. I love your hump day hangouts. Pure gold. Smiley face. So awesome. Yeah, thank you very much. You know, it's good to hear these. On top of the questions, we love seeing what people are doing and getting feedback and hearing from you guys. So again, appreciate it, and you're welcome. As far as today, we were, again, busy on the hump day hangout, didn't get to all the questions. And so I'm going to read this one, and I think we're going to talk a little bit about blue chip backlinks. So the question itself was, I'm considering dropping my blue chip backlink subscription. Am I giving up too easily? I have a client which does car keys. I cannot find anything searching for anything locksmith, car, auto body, auto parts, auto paint, etc. My suspicion is that the approach is really popular, and now all I can find are zero trust flows with at best maybe two or three backlinks. What do you guys think?
That's a really good question. Yep.
So, I mean, Hernan, we use it. And I know you have an active subscription, and you use, excuse me, blue chip backlinks on a regular basis. So do you want to talk a little bit about maybe the process or what could be going on here? Or do you think it's still a good subscription to have?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. First off, I really think it's a good subscription to have, because blue chip backlinks is not only a scraper. If you guys have been around for a while, and if you guys have been using scrapers to find expired domains, you will know that there's a bunch of options in the market, you know, and there are some options that will require you to have a VPS. And, you know, I've been through that, like Zenu, for example, or Screaming Frog, which are great tools, you know, but they will need a little bit more work on your side. Now, blue chip backlinks came to solve that need. And the reality is that it not only has like the scraper, but it has a ton of other tools embedded into it. You know, for example, I don't know, that they will publish, I think it's every week or every 2 weeks or something like that, a list of TrustFlow 20 plus backlinks that or expired domains rather, that, you know, they have that TrustFlow, and you will need to do your due diligence, of course, but they will post it. You know, it's like 10,000 or something expired domains that have these kind of metrics. Then I think that once a month or something, they will let out a list of Wikipedia links, you know, Wikipedia expired domains with Wikipedia links. So I think it's super, super valuable. They have an embedded HTML rebuilder. So I think it's all in all, it's a really good subscription to have just for the toolbox. But in terms of the main, specific scraper tool, if you would.
Yeah, I'm curious, what do you think about this in terms, because he's not finding anything. So what do you think is going on there?
Right. Well, I think that there could be, in order to scrape, you need to take a little bit, you know, a creative approach, if you would. So, for example, if he's going for auto body, auto parts, auto paint, maybe that's too specific. If you go to car repair, or if you go to autos in general, or the car niche in general, you will be getting decent domains, and you will be getting like decent results. I mean, the more you dive in, of course, the, you know, the more relevant backlinks and domains that you can find, but it's going to be harder. You know, it's just a matter of how you frame this. So they're basically, and I have the feeling that Earl is going for the local niche. So basically I take two approaches. I take the approach of the niche itself that should be general enough, like transportation even, you know, you can go that route. And number one, and number two, you can go like city-based or statewide or, you know, whatever. So if you have like, I don't know, another parts job in Florida, for example, what I would do is to find auto parts or automotives or, you know, the transportation industry websites that are linking to expired domains, number one, that will give you the niche relevance. And that, but number two, I would also go for Florida directories, you know, or Miami directories, so the city that you're in. That will pretty much double your opportunities of finding domains, because on the one end, you will find niche relevant, but on the other end, you will find location relevant, you know, domains. So coming and combining those two, you can redirect them, you can put up PBNs, you can do pretty much whatever you want. So I think that that pretty much doubles the opportunity of you finding it. And another thing that I would say, Earl, is not to focus that much on trust flow initially, but focus really heavily on the backlinks. Because most cases, if you're going local SEO, I would say that you go for example, one of two really powerful backlinks from local newspapers, local media, etc. And usually that's more than enough, you know, depending on the niche and competition, but you can find like really, sometimes I would register one expired domain just because it has like one powerful backlink from a local newspaper. You know what I mean? And then I can 301 it, or if it is like one or two powerful backlinks, I would rather 301 it. If it has more, then you can put up a PBN, whatever. But that would be my approach. Or
gotcha. That's pretty cool. So I'll be honest too. I haven't used blue chip backlinks in a long time, probably 8 months or more. When you go in there and you, let's say you've set up a scrape and you get the results back, could you then go in and refine that search? So like if he did a search based on cars or autos, could you say go from there and then refine that search or somehow narrow down those results?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Because I think that's the way to do it. The actual process would be start broad and then dive in from there instead of starting really specific and having to do more and more searches as you back out. You could probably start broad and then go in from there.
Yeah, because that's a really good point, Adam, because, you know, when you're going broad, you can, I don't know, you can come back with maybe 100 domains that are expired and then you can cherry pick them, you know? Instead, if you go like really specific, you may end up with one or two domains and, you know, maybe they are specific, but they will not satisfy your criteria because it's just a matter of criteria. Then you need to be a little bit creative, because I know that the whole domain scraping, inspired domain scraping, it's been around for a while, but like 2 years back, you would need it, you know, you would need some heavy hardware to do that, you know, but now with these kind of solutions, it's easy, it's easier. It's like, it reminds me kind of the Bitcoin market, you know, to mine Bitcoin, you will need some piece of hardware, but now it's kind of, you know, picking up steam and everyone can do it, just purchasing. So it's becoming harder and harder to mine Bitcoins. It's kind of a, you know, a geeky tension. But anyways, you know, you know what I mean. The more people that are doing it, you need to find creative ways to approach this. But don't get discouraged, Earl. The tool is amazing. And I think it's more like tweaking your approach and tweaking your criteria in order to find those really good domains that you can, 301 or Mount PBN or whatever.
Gotcha. Well, as far as anyone starting out in this, again, it's been a while since I've used it, but is there like a startup? I'm sure there's some sort of startup training inside of blue chip backlinks, right? So people, you know, who, if they haven't used it and they want to get started with it, does it kind of explain how to use the tool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Terry Kyle puts up great best practices and how-to tutorials. They are really, really detailed. And they're all over the platform. So yeah, there are best practices and there's a bunch of things. And then he will walk you through the entire setup process and what you can do and what you can achieve and how he's personally using those tools to maximize his results. So yeah, definitely.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I think that'll do it for this week. Hopefully this helps people out if you're interested in using it, or if you used it and you're not getting the results you want. You know, obviously Hernan's using it. We use it for Semantic Mastery. We have some people using it to set things up. So if you're interested in checking it out, Hernan, I'm sure we'll put the link below. And thanks for listening, and looking forward to being back next week.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.